Thank you so much. That's right. It is The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Burge. And we have a lot of good stuff for you. So just take a moment and relax, because remember, good stuff is healthy for you.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County this summer or this fall or this winter. Ice fishing, fall hunting excursions, all of that available here in Cherry County. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. And going on this week, it's the Nebraska Star Party out at Merritt Reservoir. Check that out at nebraskastarparty.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy, fancy, full-color magazine. No way. They focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
This Saturday, August 3rd in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, it's the 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's a saddle bronc match like none other at the Open A Angus Arena. And it all gets started. They'll crack the chutes open at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, grand entry at 12:30, and you won't want to miss that. Take Interstate 94, jump off at Exit 7 in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, this Saturday, August 3rd.
Okay, so what I have today is actually, when I first read it, I thought I was missing part of it. We'll see if you catch on faster than I did. A man found a magic lamp with a genie who offered him three wishes. For my first wish, he said, I'd like to be rich. Okay, rich, the genie replied, what's your second wish?
Oh, no. Changed his name. Just yep. Like that.
Just like that. A kind-hearted judge was commiserating with the wife. Your husband really has a problem. Has he ever tried Alcoholics Anonymous? I'm sure he has, she said. That man will drink anything.
Oh, jeez.
What do you have?
Well, I had the 11 rules of chocolate. I thought I'd share a few of those today.
I salute all of them, and I try to follow all of them, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know the origin, but they're funny. So,
okay.
If you've got melted chocolate all over your hands, you're what? Eating it too slowly.
Yes, exactly, okay? Exactly.
Chocolate-covered raisins, cherries, orange slices, and strawberries all count as fruit, so you can eat as many as you want.
Of course.
The problem, how to get 2 pounds of chocolate home from the store in a hot car. The solution, eat it in the parking lot.
Smart.
Diet tip. Eat a chocolate bar before each meal. It'll take the edge off your appetite and you'll eat less.
Oh, that's wise.
One other diet-related one. If you eat equal amounts of dark chocolate and white chocolate, is that a balanced diet? Don't they actually counteract each other?
I think they counteract each other. Yeah.
More rules of chocolate on a future edition of The Good Stuff.
Very good. Oh, once a terrible golfer hit a ball onto an anthill. He went over the anthill to hit the ball. No matter how hard he tried, all the golfer managed to do was to hit the anthill and kill many ants. At last, only 2 ants remained. One turned to the other and said, "If we want to stay alive, we better get on the ball."
Sounds like it. Well, since we're doing short little things about chocolate and what have you, do you have more of those coffee things about signs you might be drinking too much coffee?
Actually, as a matter of fact, I do. You would not believe how many of these I have. I think someone was drinking too much coffee and just started writing. Okay, so you know you're drinking too much coffee when you have to watch videos and fast forward.
So you can keep up with them.
The only time you're standing still is during an earthquake. If you're maybe drinking too much coffee, you can take a picture of yourself from 10 feet away without using the timer. That's pretty fast. And you lick your coffee pot clean. You might be drinking too much coffee when you spend every vacation visiting Maxwell House.
Ooh, yeah, that's a really fancy place to stay.
Yes, indeed. You are employer of the month at a coffee house and you don't even work there.
Oh, been there a lot.
Yes, you would definitely be a frequent flyer in that case. And you've worn out your third pair of tennis shoes this week.
Tennis shoes are expensive, too.
Yeah, they are.
Besides, the coffee's expensive.
Yeah, the nurse needs a scientific calculator to take your pulse.
Uh-oh, that's a little fast.
Yeah, that might be the downside of it. And your t-shirt says decaffeinated coffee is the devil's blend. Those are just some tips showing you if you might be drinking too much coffee.
On The Good Stuff.